What would I do with Iran today? Number one, tighten the sanctions hard so that the people in Iran understand just what renegades their leaders seem like on the world stage. And when I say tighten the sanctions, we've begun by putting in place credit sanctions and banking sanctions and so forth. I want to tighten those a lot. And I want to get nations like Saudi Arabia to work with the Chinese that need Saudi's oil to say we're going to tighten sanctions from China. We're going to get other nations that are going to do exactly that. I also want to tighten what they call diplomatic sanctions. And what that means is I want to indict Ahmadinejad. I want to indict him for incitation to genocide. There is a genocide convention that calls what he has been saying as a violation of that convention. And I want to indict him to communicate again to their people how far off the mark they are. And I want the people, I want us to market directly to the people. It's been a while since I heard the number, but I think they have 75,000 bloggers in Iran, people who are on the internet. I want to communicate to them that becoming a nuclear nation is not a source of pride. It's a source of peril. Because if they have if they develop nuclear material, and if that material ever finds its way into the hands of terrorists, and Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror in the world, if it finds its way into the hands of terrorists and it's used, we will not just respond to the terrorists. We'll respond to the nation who gave the material to the terrorists. Regardless of where that bomb might be used in the world, we will act. And so it's a very dangerous thing to become a nuclear nation. They need to understand these things. I hope that will convince them that they need to pull back their nuclear ambition. And then, of course, if it does not convince them, then we have to take further steps. We talk about the military option being on the table. We want to communicate to the Iranians that it's not just on the table, it's in our hand. And that the nations of the world will come together in a united way and lift that threat. And I think if they see that, we can get them to withdraw that folly as well. Thank you. Appreciate that question.